This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Habayim, welcome everyone to continue Mishnah Yomis. We're learning Maseches Gittin. Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin and Ches. Cheresh Roimez V'Nirmaz. A deaf mute could allude to others, hint with his hands or his head. V'Nirmaz, and others could allude to him. Uven Beseir Omer, Ben Beseir says, Koyfetz V'Nikbatz. He could allude and be Merami's even with his mouth. Like in the Pasuk, V'Chol Avla Kavtsa Piha. But b'metalton, that's only sales of movables, but not by karka. Hapa'oitois, ketanim, miners about 7 or 8, if they're sharp and they know how to do business, or miners who are not as smart, if they're 9 or 10, mikhan mekach, their purchase is valid, mimkar and mimkar, and their sales are valid, b'metalton, when it comes to movables. V'iludvarim, the following matters, amru, the chachamim said, v'mnei darkei shalom, in order to preserve the peace. Kohen Kohen Rishon, the Kohen gets the first Aliyah, V'achrav Levi, followed by a Levi, V'achrav Yisrael, followed by a Yisrael. Mibnei Darkei Shalom. These for in order to promote peace so that there should not be jealousy. Ma'arvin B'bayis Yashan. When you make an Erev, a courtyard that has a number of neighbors, you're not to carry it on Shabbos unless you make an Eruv and Eruv Chatzir. So Chabim were masakin that if the residents of the Chatzir would typically put the bread of the Eruv in one house, they should continue to do something and not change the location of Neidaki Shalom out of peace because of Chashad. Since they were accustomed to do that, if they change locations, then people might suspect that when they don't see the bread in the usual location that the people are carrying with that an Eruv. Barshu Karav La'ama, a pit near a channel of water. If there's an Amah of water, a channel of water that came out of a river, it would pass through fields and everyone would water their field from this Amah Samayim. But in order for people to be able to water their fields, each one would make a pit near their field, and by putting some type of dam, stopping off the river, so then they would divert the water into their pit in order to water their field. So they were mesakein mismale rishain. The pit closest to the channel of water would fill up first. Mibnei darkei shalom, in order to preserve peace, that there should be some kind of system of who fills up first. Metsudais chayav oifais v'dagim, nets of wild animals, birds, and fish that are spread out to catch these various animals, even if they don't have a receptacle. So technically there was no kinyan. People can't steal from it. Yesh b'hem yishum gezel. It's usher to take from it whatever was caught because of gezel. M'nei darki shalom. So that it should not lead to fighting and anger. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not only a takan m'nei darki shalom, but Gezel Gomor, it's outright robbery if someone takes from it. Mitzias Chere Shoit V'Katan. What a deaf mute, an imbecile, or a katan finds, Yeshua Mishum Gazel. If you take it, it's stealing. Vinei Dark Yishalom. It's a takana because of Dark Yishalom. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Gezel Gomor, it's considered outright robbery. Ani Hamanaki for Rosh Hazayis. A poor man that hits the top of a tree and he causes the olives to fall off, mashatacht of the olives that fall below, Gaza, if someone takes it, it's robbery, mimnei darkei shalom, out of a manner of peace, in order to preserve the peace. Rabbi Yossi says, Gezel Gomor, it's considered outright robbery. Ein memachin biad aniye goyim baleket v'shuk v'peah. We do not stop poor Gentiles not to collect leket shikon peah along with Jewish poor people, mimnei darkei shalom, in order to preserve peace. The Gemara brings a brisa that we support aniye goyim with aniye Yisrael, and we visit goyim who are choylem together with chole Yisrael, and we're koyver meisei goyim all mibnei darkei shalom. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.